Time to talk some Oregon softball. I think I can my introduction because I feel like I always say off another great weekend. 1-5 in Hawaii, moved to 14-0 overall. They'll be off to Columbia, Missouri for this weekend. We welcome in head coach Mike White. Coach White, how are you?
Hey, Steve. Good, thanks.
So let's start with the last game. Game 5 against Hawaii. 4 runs in the first. You scored a total of 11 in the fourth and fifth. You win 17-0, but Megan Kleist throws the first no-hitter of her career. But beyond the level of just the natural difficulty of throwing the no-hitter at this level, isn't it a lot harder when you have that big lead, when the tendency is to just get out there and throw strikes?
Yeah, it can be for sure. I mean, you seem to sometimes you let down and you know, some things happen, but Megan stayed pretty focused, and I think she got better as the game went on. You know, early on they had a couple of chances, but Megan kind of got out of it. But overall, pitched very well.
In the opener against Hawaii, the game was kind of still up for grabs. Hawaii hit a homer in the fourth, but there was one of your seniors, Nikki Udrea, hit a homer to center. We talked before, you know, she's one of your upperclassmen. What kind of a start is she off to? Because, I don't know, the numbers seem to be jumping off the page.
Yeah, she's solid. I mean, I don't think she's up to quite as good as Tierra's last year, but that was a phenomenal last year. She, you know, hit 17 home runs. But, you know, she's just pretty solid for us week in and week out, and one of those hitters that, you know, as the game wears on, if it's a close game, she's one of those young women that I want to see at the plate with the bat in her hand.
We're talking with Oregon softball coach Mike White. That first game against Montana and the Grizz gave your Ducks all they could handle. It ended up 1-0. And one of your freshmen we have not discussed, Miranda Elish, stellar outing, threw into the seventh. She had pitched pretty well in the San Jose State win. So kind of get us up to speed on her. What kind of player is she and what kind of performance was that?
Well, it was really good for us to see her starting to come alive, because the week before she struggled just a little bit against you know, some competition that was pretty good. But this week she went out and we really concentrated on hitting her locations and just really using fewer pitches, but making sure that she mastered the pitches that she threw, you know, to locations that the hitters couldn't really handle. And I think she did a great job along with her off speed, which was really helped her game. So it was big for us to see her come through.
When we talked earlier this year, the thought about your offense was, you know, with the departure of Jerry Ann Glasgow, Coral Costa, maybe less home run oriented, maybe more of a focus on base percentage. And I know Nikki and Danica Mercado have hit a few long balls, but for the most part, have you been producing more along those lines you spoke about a couple weeks back?
Yeah, definitely. We're not getting as many home runs, but you know, our doubles are up. You know, we have 23 doubles, which is pretty good to go with 14 home runs. So I think we're doing that, and we're getting on base a lot more through walks and fewer strikeouts. So it's kind of going along the pattern that I thought it would happen. Our stolen bases are okay, not too bad. You know, so we're creating some opportunities there on the base paths as well.
So I understand you're in Wichita now on recruiting, maybe a little less glamorous than when we spoke from Hawaii last week.
Well, it sounds that way, but it was 70 degrees today, so it's a lot better than what it was in Eugene.
couple of final thoughts for Oregon softball coach Mike White. When we first talked this year, we hit on the highly touted freshman Mia Camuso from Reading. The joy of talking softball over a couple weeks is, you know, she's played since we talked another 8-10 games, got another 25 or 30 at-bats. You mentioned she was kind of unique, a 5'2" first baseman. How's she coming along hitting and playing the field?
Well, she's doing very well. I mean, she's just pretty steady. You know, I guess that's the word for it, is that she's not overthinking things. She's just going up there with a good approach each at bat. You know, sometimes you want your hitters not to outthink themselves, and I don't think she does that. She's hitting the balls to all fields. She's got, you know, hits sprayed all over the place. So she's proven to be a tough little out for people, and giving some protection behind Nikki Udrea, which is really important because you know, sooner or later, people are going to start to walk Nikki to get to Mia.
All right, let's wrap with this. You're in Missouri for this weekend's trip. You face Maryland, ACC, Tigers, SEC, Butler, Stephen F. Austin, and then finally you'll be back home to play next week. What kind of field is this tournament? As you know, I know you're one at a time, but yeah, you're about 5 weeks before Pac-12 play begins.
Yeah, well, we're excited to come out here and play in Missouri. They're actually opening up a brand new stadium this year, and we'll be one of the first games in it. We'll play Missouri on that Friday night. You know, I don't know if you'll know the history, but I played on U.S. national team with their coach, Aaron Earlywine, and he's a smart individual and knows what's going on with his team, and his teams are always athletic. It's going to be a bit of a cat and mouse game between him and myself, I imagine.
That's great. I did not know that. Good tidbit. Well, another big five-game set on the weekend. When we talk next, though, talking about your opener at Jane Sanders Stadium. Good luck on the recruiting trail. Travel safe, and have a great tournament, Coach, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, Steve. Go Ducks.
All right. Take it easy.